Hello and welcome to the Carolina Snowflakes podcast, where two Southerners come to terms with their liberal snowflake tendencies. We're your hosts. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jason. And we're here with part three of our series on Black Lives Matter here on the Carolina Snowflakes podcast. And originally, this was going to be an episode about housing. And then this week happened.
Yeah, this week definitely happened.
Yeah. And it was so much that we wanted to talk about with this week that we decided we needed to address it. Specifically, the protests in Wisconsin from Jacob Blake being shot. Mm-hmm. And the teenage boy who decided to shoot a bunch of protesters.
Yes.
Oh, man. It couldn't be more stark, the difference between the black community and the white community and what we live with when dealing with police.
Right. Especially because there's video of both events.
Right.
Making their way around.
Yeah.
News and social media. And you can't not, like, you can't see those videos and continue to deny that there's a problem.
Right. The contrast between the two worlds is so big and so far. Mm-hmm. It's really put a point on, I think, what Black Lives Matter has been talking about.
Yeah, the whole time. And it makes me, as a white person, just, I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been until more and more of these events have been documented through cell phone footage. We all have cameras in mm-hmm. our pockets nowadays. And so we're all seeing these things happen because people, thankfully, are there to record them. But the thing is, I'm not stupid. So I know that these things were happening long before cell phones were in people's pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, it was easier to not see.
It was easy to not even know that it was happening because
right.
there was no proof. And it was a police officer, their word versus a
yeah.
black person.
Yeah.
And who's going to be listened to?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be the officer.
Yeah, and now, as it turns out, if you had that opinion previously, that was not the case.
Don't see how you can look at these two videos, the one of the officers shooting Jacob Blake in the back, and then the video of that kid, punk kid, mm-hmm. shooting protesters and walking right by the police.
And they just told
and
them.
And they are like, move out of the way, you good guy with a gun. We've got a shooter on the loose.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with people? Mm-hmm.
And their attention was focused on the protesters, like as if that was the threat, not the child with a gun who was shooting people.
Then people were literally yelling, this guy here, this guy just shot people. He's the shooter. He's the shooter. And mm-hmm. he's carrying this assault rifle.
Yep. And I don't know if there's any better way that we could have illustrated the difference between the black community and the white community and their interactions with police than that. I really don't think there is a more stark contrast and more blatant version of it.
It's so, like I said, it's so obvious. How can you look at those two examples and not think and not say, you know,
we need to change something.
It's not, things are broken.
Yes,
here.
Completely broken. And it's sad. It's sad that it could even get this far.
Of course. It's sad that it continues to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We are up to our eyeballs right now in unrest, in racial divide, mm-hmm. in tension, and in murders that continue to happen, and shootings that continue to happen, of police violence on black people. And we're more aware of it than I think ever, perhaps,
yeah.
at least in my lifetime.
For sure, at least as long as I've been alive.
And it still keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Part of the problem is that white people haven't wanted to talk about it. Haven't wanted to talk about racism. We've wanted to deny it. Every one of us can make a difference in that, and every one of us is complicit in it in some ways. I mean, white people. This is something that we should be talking to people about. It's not something that we need to just keep sweeping under the rug and keep pretending about it. And that's why sports stars aren't playing. I heard, I can't remember which star it was, but one of them was saying, you know, I can't go out and play and be a distraction. This is too important. You should be talking about this. You should be talking about these racial problems.
That's a good way to put it.
And I don't want to contribute to being any kind of a distraction to that. And I think that's a really important stance that they're taking, and I think we need to listen to them.
Yes, but instead we're going, why aren't you out there throwing the ball around for me to watch?
Which is, yeah.
Isn't that what I paid you to do?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, right now, what we should be talking about is that these problems are real and that they need to get fixed.
Yes.
Because not just black people, but any minority people in this country are having a really difficult time right now because they're getting everything, like as shitty as things are for white people, white men specifically, I mean, they're worse for everybody else.
Yeah, and that's more reason to get rid of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, that dude has got to go. This shit is horrible.
Yes.
He hasn't even addressed it. I heard the family of Blake hasn't heard word one from the White House, but Biden and Kamala have talked to him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad they did too, but I can't believe that. I can't believe that they're just going to ignore it. Like, the dog whistles aren't even dog whistles anymore. They're just yelling, hey, like, we're racist too.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump has given the people of this country permission, an open door to just be racist, bigoted pieces mm-hmm. of shit.
A lot of times people are like, are you saying that just because I voted for Donald Trump, I'm a racist? Yes, that's actually exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know that I would go so far to say as if you voted for him the first time back in 2016.
If you don't regret it by now, then you're a racist.
If you're planning on voting for him again this year, or you don't see anything wrong with his behavior and the things that are happening in our country right now, yes, you are a racist.
A racist. There's no other way around. I mean, that's what they use in their defense. And then a lot of times libtards want to back down from that. Liberal snowflakes want to back down. Well, I'm not saying all of you are racist. I actually am. I'm saying you're all racist.
Yeah, you're like, well, no. Yeah, you are.
No, that's actually exactly what I'm saying.
I definitely feel like if by this point you are still adamantly, rabidly supporting him, you're a racist. You're a bigot. You're an ignorant. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm getting worked up.
Well, the good news is it's possible that he will not get reelected.
I hope not.
If he does, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know that I can handle four more years.
I think if the country falls apart, if he gets reelected and the country falls apart, I wouldn't be surprised.
I knew that it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
2016, the morning after, you remember, the morning after the election, I'm sitting on the couch crying, bawling my eyes out because I knew.
Oh, I remember.
I knew that it was going to be bad.
Yeah,
I knew
worse.
That we had made a terrible mistake as a country and that it was going to be bad. I didn't even know how bad.
Yeah.
I could not have foreseen that we were going to be where we are right now. And I absolutely don't want four more
years. No, I don't think this country could take it. I really don't. I think we'll be glad we were recording this podcast for posterity so they could say that at least some people weren't completely stupid and realize what was going on.
Yeah, when the ash and the rubble is left behind and they come to look through to see what's left of our civilization.
And they find a little USB stick with the Carolina Snowflakes podcast on it. Now, what is this?
I'm like, what's this? And they plug it in and they're like, oh, wow.
At least two of them knew what was going on. Yeah,
thankfully, there is more than just the two of us.
Though. I know. I hope so, because then they can listen.
Yeah.
And if they're listening right now, send us in your thoughts and reflections on this. What do you think of the crazy 17-year-old killing people with an assault rifle in a state that he doesn't even live in?
His mother drove him.
I know.
Like, his mom apparently is super radicalized and into that.
It has to be. That's the only way you end up like that.
And he has people right now defending him.
I know.
Which is disgusting.
I know. And I'm kind of choosing not to say his name, but if you wanted to know what his name was, it's obviously in the news.
Yeah, no, we are opting not to.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm going to give him a name, I'm going to call him El Douchebag. That's going to be my name for him.
Murderer? Yeah. I'm just going to call him Murderer.
Murderer, yeah. And there are people defending, and Tucker Carlson from Fox News might be one of them, which, you know, he can fuck off for that one.
Yeah, well, he can fuck off in general anyway.
Yeah. But it's pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Also, today is the March on Washington. And I heard on NPR that there was a group of people who marched from Milwaukee to D.C.
They walked 750 miles to Washington, D.C. But they started walking before the Blake shooting happened.
They heard about the Blake shooting while they were walking. I think some people came out and helped them, but a lot of people came out and yelled at them.
Really?
And were angry at them. Yeah, I heard the guy that we're interviewing that was I guess
the it doesn't surprise me, actually. I didn't hear that part of things. I just saw their story on the news.
Yeah, supposedly. That
they walked all the way from Wisconsin, and they happened to be from the state where the shooting just occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But they had begun walking before it happened.
Yes, it was a 20-day walk.
That's crazy.
I know, and it's awesome. And had they walked through anywhere near where I was, I would have loved to have gone out there and give them my support and walk with them for a while. They said a lot of people did that, and they appreciated it. So
yeah, obviously. I did, and I saw a photograph. They took a picture from today's march in D.C., and they put it next to a picture from 1963.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it's like the same size crowd. Yeah, it's awesome. And like the energy, it's very inspiring.
Yeah, that's the positive side, is that there are a lot of people.
Yes.
That are on the correct side of this issue as I see it.
I feel like it just is the correct side. Yeah, I don't even think it's an opinion. How can you have an opinion when it's boiling down to people's safety and well-being and livelihood and life?
I know.
Like, that's not an opinion.
I know. And I also kind of don't understand how some of the same people who are supporting this teenage shooter also don't want to wear masks because of their freedom.
Yeah, and it's the like, same people.
I don't understand. So protesters who are out after curfew, that's not infringing your freedom. Giving you a curfew,
right?
They have no problem
with. So they put in a curfew in Kenosha after the shooting happened and the protesting began. It was like 8 p.m. curfew. And these folks are the same ones who
won't wear a mask.
Won't wear a mask.
Their freedom.
But then they'll say, oh, but you need to abide by the curfew.
That is mind-blowing. And then try to justify people getting murdered by
Yeah, like they're out there going, you can't tell me to wear a mask. It's my freedom. Oh, it's 8 p.m. Got to go.
Got to go inside.
Because it's the rules.
Yeah. I cannot believe these are the same people, but they are.
They are the same people.
It's a sickness.
There is a continuous trail of hypocrisy in that group of people. One thing after another after another. The pro-life versus being okay with black people getting shot.
Yeah.
But they call themselves pro-life.
Pro-life.
Pro-life, yeah. But they're totally cool with brown-skinned kids getting put literally in cages like dogs.
Yeah.
And deported.
Yeah.
But they're pro-life.
Yeah, I can't. But they'll kill abortion doctors.
Yes. Pro-life.
The hypocrisy is so strong. They have to see it, but I feel like they're like delusional. Like you're deluded into thinking it's like a sickness, like alcoholism. You just can't, like, you know how alcoholics just can't seem to get it together?
It's like you're such a deep denial, but it's weird to see it happening in like a group setting.
Yeah. Trump has like infected this whole country. You know how they say a bad apple spoils the bunch? Well, a lot of times in these police shootings, they'll want to say it's a bad apple, which is a horrible analogy because literally it's just a bad apple doesn't exist.
Well, for years we've heard it said that. We've heard like, oh, it was just one particularly racist cop who did this thing. But then it's like, oh, okay. But then it keeps happening over and over and over and over. And it's like, is this just one bad cop? Or is this a culture of racism that keeps getting pushed and used and lived and acted upon?
And that's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump is the most rotten apple.
He is. He's the rotten apple at the top.
Of all the apples, he's the most rotten.
It's not just a few bad apples. It's a rotten infection in the middle of our country that I don't literally mean the middle. Sorry, you Midwesterners out there.
You Midwesterners, we're not attacking you.
No, we're not. We don't want to start another one of those civil wars. We have so many fans. If we didn't say that, I feel like it might start a war in our fan base.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to do that.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Yeah. We do.
We appreciate all of the listeners out there.
Yeah. Last night, I heard Ben Carson say that Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in the history of the United States of America. And I was so disgusted.
Yeah, because he's probably, I mean, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not going
to
speculate.
I was so disgusted, I had to turn the channel. I was like, okay, let's see what these RNC people got to say. And so I'm tolerating it fairly well. I mean, it's gross.
Oh, it was gross.
It gets to that part I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't.
I couldn't watch it.
I can't. Are you kidding me? Knowing that there is 180,000 Americans dead from a fucking virus.
Yeah.
That he's just pretending doesn't exist anymore, I guess, because there were no masks at this RNC gathering and people were not socially distant.
Yeah.
How are you pro-life, sir?
Yeah. 180,000 dead people don't think you're pro-life.
No. So that's the virus. And then, of course, we have the police brutality and the murdering of black people by cops.
Yeah. Communities who are also experiencing a tougher time from COVID. That's my
point. They go hand in hand. All of it does.
Mm-hmm.
Systemic racism.
Yeah.
Institutionalized racism. It is a thing.
Yeah. This whole thing has been a long time coming.
Yes.
It really has. And I guess I realize that we've been just kind of rambling and bitching for 20 minutes, but...
Yeah, but sometimes you just need to.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let that snowflake rage out.
Yeah, we're snowflakes and we got triggered by the events of this week and we were like, we've got to get it out.
Yeah.
We just need to say something and just need to get it out.
Yeah, and we will have an informative episode again.
We will. Yes, we're going to talk about housing and housing inequalities in an upcoming episode for our BLM series. This was just kind of a relevant timed event and what a week. And we just had to say our thoughts.
I'm glad we did because...
I am too.
I had to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that does it for this week's episode of the Black Lives Matter series here on the Carolina Snowflakes podcast. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Facebook at
facebook.com/Carolina Snowflakes.
We also have a website at
carolinasnowflakes.com.
You can also send us an email. We would love to hear from you. Our email is
carolinasnowflakes@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Bye.